Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, the warm weather continues, mostly sunny with a high near 87, breezy with south wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 67, breezy with south wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83, breezy with west wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news, in a press release sent to the nearly noon news this morning, Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin's U.S. Senator, and Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, and Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, on Monday announced the introduction of the Respect for Marriage Act, which would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, enshrine marriage equality for the purposes of federal law, and provide additional legal protections for marriage equality. Marriage equality is a constitutional right that has been well established by the Supreme Court as precedent, and this freedom should be protected, Senator Baldwin stated in the press release. The bipartisan Respect for Marriage Act will enshrine and protect marriage equality and make sure legal same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized. I take great pride in being part of this bipartisan effort to protect the progress we have made on marriage equality, because we cannot allow this freedom and right to be denied, end quote. The Respect for Marriage Act would repeal DOMA. The Supreme Court effectively rendered DOMA inert with its landmark decisions in United States versus Windsor and Obergefell. This unconstitutional and discriminatory law, however, still officially remains on the books. The bill would repeal this statute once and for all. Enshrine marriage equality for federal law purposes. The bill requires for federal law purposes that an individual be considered married if the marriage was valid in the state where it was performed. This gives same-sex and interracial couples additional certainty that they will continue to enjoy equal treatment under federal law as all other married couples, as the Constitution requires, and provide additional legal protections. The bill prohibits any person acting under color of state law from denying full faith and credit to an out-of-state marriage based on the sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin of the individuals in the marriage, provides the Attorney General with the authority to pursue enforcement actions, and creates a private right of action for any individual harmed by a violation of this provision. And in local news, the Viroqua Parks and Recreation Committee will meet at the downstairs community room at the new Viroqua City Hall tonight at 6:30 p.m. On the agenda are discussions and possible actions on maintenance of the Viroqua Bark Park and ongoing planning for the bathhouse building at the site of the former Viroqua Municipal Swimming Pool. Two sessions of public comment precede and end the meeting. This meeting is open to the public and is in person. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.